I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Assessing the damage in Milton's aftermath, we have the story.
Pedestrian dead and driver injured in southwest Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
That happened near 47th South and Meridian last night. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says 34-year-old Marjorelle Evans was pronounced dead at the scene. Driver of the vehicle was hospitalized with serious injuries. That driver was heading north on Meridian when the car struck Evans.
Places are reopening in Florida following Hurricane Milton's rampage.
Hurricane Milton forced schools, businesses, and airports to shut down around Florida, fearing the effects the cyclone would bring, but now things are starting to resume operations. Tampa International Airport reopens today, as will Orlando International, but schools remain closed in much of central Florida from coast to coast. Many school buildings are used as shelters, and others could be without power or are inaccessible due to flooding or damage. Disney World reopens today, as does the Universal Orlando Resort. Busch Gardens in Tampa remains closed, as does the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex at Cape Canaveral. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Former Sedgwick County Sheriff Robert Henshaw lives in the Villages. That's a large retirement community in central Florida. Henshaw and his wife rode out Hurricane Milton. Henshaw says the hurricane brought wind gusting to 60 miles an hour and 8 inches of rain to his neighborhood.
They build the homes and the infrastructure with weather in mind. Our home is built with standards to hurricane shelter, and the infrastructure with the utilities are all underground. They have retention ponds. They move water around. They know what they're doing here.
Henshaw retired to Florida after a 33-year career in Kansas law enforcement, serving as Sedgwick County Sheriff from 2008 to 2012.
Former President Barack Obama is on the campaign trail for Vice President Kamala Harris as Election Day approaches.
Former President Obama took the stage in Pittsburgh in the final month before polls open on Election Day. His appearance at the University of Pittsburgh also was a pitch for voters to reelect Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey. But his support for Vice President Kamala Harris was the focus, in contrasting her with former President Donald Trump.
We don't need 4 more years of arrogance and bumbling and bluster and division. America's ready to turn the page.
This is the first of what will be several campaign appearances by Obama for the Harris-Walz ticket across swing states leading to the general election. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Israeli military operations continue against Hezbollah in Lebanon as Israel considers striking Iran. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Haifa, Israel.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari digs through a cache of Hezbollah weapons in a Lebanese village. The sniper rifles, grenades, and ammunition were stored in a house near the border with Israel. Israeli forces are now operating at multiple areas along the border inside Lebanon to destroy outposts belonging to the Iran-backed group, build a buffer zone, and eventually allow residents of northern Israel to return home. Nearby, the UN says 2 peacekeepers were injured by Israeli tank fire in the first major international incident since Israeli troops entered Lebanon. Israeli officials are urging UN forces to pull back 3 miles from the border.
Israeli officials tell Fox News 70% of Hezbollah's rocket and missile capabilities have been depleted in airstrikes. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Season on the line last night for the Kansas City Royals in the playoffs. We'll have reaction coming up in sports.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says Wichita will keep its U.S. Postal Service processing center. That story and more. KNSS News Time now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says Wichita will keep its U.S. Postal Service Processing Center. Moran says he spoke with the Postmaster General, who assured him the processing center would not be closed or consolidated. Many Kansans, including postal workers, expressed concern about processing being moved to a larger location, such as Kansas City. Moran added that the Postal Service is planning to improve the Wichita facility.
A meeting between the presidents of Russia and Iran today.
We're told Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Iranian counterpart Masoud Pezeshkian will be talking about the situation in the Middle East. This is their first meeting since Pezeshkian was elected earlier this year. Russia has close relations with Iran. Western governments accused Tehran of supplying Moscow with drones and missiles for use in Ukraine. Russia has regularly criticized Israel's operations against Iran's proxies in Gaza and Lebanon. The meeting's taking place in Turkmenistan during an event to celebrate an 18th century poet. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The most important Jewish holiday of the year begins this evening.
Yom Kippur, also known as the Day of Atonement, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, begins after sundown tonight and runs through sundown Saturday evening and caps the period of the High Holy Days that follows the Jewish New Year. Plantation, Florida, Rabbi Pinchas Taylor telling Fox News the holiday marks the resilience of the Jewish people 1 year after the October 7th terror attacks on Israel.
The glory of our life, looking back on it, is going to be how you developed and how you overcame those challenges.
Yom Kippur, filled with prayer and fasting as the Jewish people repent for past sins, asking God for forgiveness and blessings for the new year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A $20,000 reward is being offered for information about whoever fatally shot a sea lion in Southern California this summer.
The Law Enforcement Division of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is investigating, and they're the ones putting up the reward. The animal was found between two lifeguard stations at a state beach in Orange County in August. Veterinarian Dr. Alyssa Deming says its injuries were extensive.
It did have a collapsed lung and blood and pus in its chest, and the bullet was in there.
She says they couldn't save the sea lion. The Federal Marine Mammal Protection Act prohibits harassing, hunting, capturing, or killing sea lions and other marine mammals. Violators can face criminal penalties, fines, and the forfeiture of any vessel involved in the incident. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Currently in traffic, things still looking pretty good out there. Pockets here and there of some fairly heavy traffic on K96, approaching I-235, and westbound kind of in that area as well. But for the most part, things in traffic right now looking pretty good. Traffic update. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas City meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Oh, Friday-rific.
Yeah, good. Great.
Yep, you know what? Yeah, about to head into the weekend. And, you know, I think I mentioned yesterday our road to the weekend, not really bumpy, you know, since earlier this week. So it looks like it's going to be smooth sailing into Saturday and Sunday. We have a pretty nice weekend ahead, especially because it's going to feel a lot more like fall, at least by the end of the weekend. So before that happens, we have a couple more warm days out there today and tomorrow. 87 degrees for a high today. During our Friday afternoon, mostly sunny skies and winds are going to continue to stay light. They'll be out of the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, light winds, low of 58. Cool start for early risers, but not too chilly out there. And then 90 degrees for our Saturday afternoon. So actually a few degrees warmer just before a front starts to move in. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. The south breeze is going to pick up a little bit more too, at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Now at the end of the weekend, Sunday, front dives farther south, clearing Wichita, dropping us down to a high of 78 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. Winds are going to be gusty, too, after that front rolls through. And then early next week, even cooler, 68 degrees for a high. On Monday, only a 10% chance of rain. We'll likely continue to stay dry with fair skies. Tuesday, 65 degrees. Now, after Tuesday, here's where we'll start to warm back up a little bit. Wednesday, still pleasant, though, high 70 degrees. And then next Thursday, 78 degrees. So getting closer to those 80s, but still not all that bad. At least we won't be in the 90s, like how we're expected to get up to 90 tomorrow. Right now, we're at 58 degrees, light south wind at 8 miles an hour, and sky's still looking pretty clear at the moment.
Well, normally this time of the year, you look at temperatures highs in the mid-70s, so a few of those days were right on the mark that you just talked about.
Yeah, real quick, Steve, Ted, if we're expecting, you know, cooler afternoons, that means we're expecting some cooler mornings, too. So be ready to experience some chilly starts to our days by the time we get into next week. Just be prepared for that.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Ted, the point I was wanting to make is tonight there's high school football all over the area.
Yeah, week 6.
And it should be a beautiful evening.
Yeah, it'll be great. Just perfect night for high school football.
Absolutely.
Tonight.
Yep. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was a warm 88 degrees. As I said, normal high 74. Textron Aviation Machinists resuming contract talks yesterday with the company, trying to get over that strike here in Wichita as we go toward the end of the third week, next week to start the fourth. And I would imagine some of those folks were ready to go back to work. What do you think, Ted? I've never been on strike, so I don't know what that's like.
Well, when the paycheck's not coming in,
it can be a little rough.
Yeah.
All right, this is the 11th day of October. And it was on this date in 2017, the Boy Scouts of America announced that it would admit girls into the Cub Scouts starting the following year and establish a new program for older girls based on the Boy Scout curriculum. So, big changes in the Boy Scouts. That was in 2017.
Has that solved everything? I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Had the local Boy Scout leader on, what, a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, not much change.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it's just everybody's, and it's scouting is scouting. There's a lot of great things in scouting if you can get involved in it. Well, yeah, I looked all over for a good birthday today. All I came up with was...
Is that one of those days where it's just not there?
Cardi B is 32.
Oh, boy. That is disappointing.
I don't know much about her. My daughter has told me that her contents on her songs is absolutely filthy.
She's very famous. Yeah, she's nasty. It's
absolutely nasty.
Well, great.
So we're celebrating
Happy birthday,
Cardi B's birthday.
Bless her heart. Yeah. How old is she?
32.
32, okay.
Her name is actually, how about this? Belcalis, Marlenis, Cephas, Almanzar.
Well, that's a mouthful. No wonder she's
Cardi
B. Cardi B's better than none.
Cardi B, you have to shorten that up. You know, Teddy W. There you go.
Yeah.
She shares a birthday with one of her...
Ted Dubs. Teddy Dubs.
She shares her birthday with one of her biggest fans, and that's Jad Chambers. Well, not really Jad's birthday. Yours is Sunday, right,
Jad? Sunday.
Nope. Right?
Nope. No. No, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow? Saturday, yes.
There you go. Well, we were misinformed.
Yep, sure
birthday,
were.
What is today, the 11th?
Yep. It's the 11th, Jad.
Okay, I got a day off. Tomorrow's the 12th.
Yep.
Yeah.
You keep a really good track of
Well, happy birthday tomorrow.
Honestly, yeah. My sister-in-law's birthday is Sunday.
So, little family back-to-back.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, so this is your big birthday weekend.
Sure.
So, I would say...
So, what's up?
Probably not a lot. Actually, quite a lot. I'm doing a whole bunch of different things, so...
Nice.
Huh. One of the things you might consider, this is just a suggestion, is maybe you get the family together and play some great Cardi B music there for them.
That probably won't be happening. No, one thing that will be happening today is kind of like I've done on my birthday, although since it fell on a weekend, I'm doing it today this year, is doctor's appointment and vaccinations.
Oh, yep. Now there's an exciting...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just easy to remember when you do it on your birthday. So.
And then your folks take you out to Chester's, right?
No, it won't be Chester's.
No, it won't
think.
Be that. Okay.
Chester's. Yeah. I've never been there. Have you been there?
I have not been there. I can't afford it.
No. I don't even know anybody who's ever eaten there. They're on a completely different social strata. Right,
exactly. Yeah, I'm kind of that way, too.
Actually, the place I think we're going is really only about a mile from here or so.
Really?
I think we're going to Q Ramen. So, yeah.
Oh, I thought you're not going to K-Pot? You're
no,
that place.
that just opened. It might still be a little too hard to get a table there, honestly.
What's K-pop?
It's a Korean barbecue all you can eat place.
Yeah,
and Korean barbecue.
It's in Town right. East, right?
Yeah, it's right over here in Town East.
Yeah. Hmm?
All right. Sounds exotic. Well, anyway, happy birthday.
Exciting. Exciting birthday weekend.
Yeah, Jed's Mr. Excitement Week, honey.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
7-7.
Open Streets ICT on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there.
7-17, Steve and Ted. And let's go ahead and do some sports this morning. Why not? With Ted Woodward.
Let's go to the Major League Baseball playoffs. Game 4 last night in Kansas City of the series between the Royals and the top team in the league, the New York Yankees. The Royals had to win to keep their season alive. Once again, it just did not materialize. The Royals' offense just barely scraping by and pitching good enough, but not enough runs. The Yankees won the game 3-1, and the Yankees win the series 3-1. Of course, some post-game analysis from Denny Matthews. You heard the Royals game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The Royals just simply, over the last, let's say, dozen, 14 games at home, just so much trouble just putting any kind of offense together and scoring runs, and so it was in this, what was a two-game series with the Yankees here at Kauffman Stadium. And boy, you score just one run, it's pretty difficult to win a game.
Three runs in the last 36 innings here.
Ooh.
And the Royals for most of the season were one of the best teams in the American League scoring at home. And they just got into a funk.
Yeah. In fact, great season for the Royals. Best season in the last 9 years. They made it to the second round of the playoffs. Gosh, they lost their last 9 home games. Couldn't win at home at the end.
Collapse.
Did not win a home game after September 8th. More than a month.
Nice.
And in fact, in their last 7 home games, they scored a total of 7 runs. And as Denny said, if you score one run, you can't win a game. It's not going to win. Scoring one run a game. All right, good year for the Royals, but they take their exit as the Yankees will play for the American League pennant. All right, let's go over to football. We have some teams that aren't playing this weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs, number one team in the league, undefeated. They have a bye this week, so the Chiefs have a week off. But we will still have our Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, less than an hour from now, 8:12 this morning.
Good.
Discuss the season so far and look ahead on the bye week. Mitch at 8:12 this morning, right here with Steve and Ted. The Jayhawks do not play this week. KU has the week off. 23rd ranked Friends, 22nd ranked Southwestern. They're both undefeated. They both have the week off. They'll be playing each other next weekend, so that's a big one coming up next week. All right, who is playing? Well, how about Kansas State? K-State ranked 18th in the nation on the road at Colorado late tomorrow night. Colorado, undefeated in the conference, undefeated at home, under head coach Deion Sanders. Of course, the last time K-State went on the road in the conference, they laid an egg at BYU, so K-State wants to fix that. So here's the crux, Steve. K-State is in the top 10 in the nation in rushing. Colorado's in the top 10 in the nation in passing.
Whoa. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in Boulder tomorrow night, and you got to stay up late. K-State is a 3.5-point favorite on the road. Live coverage of K-State football at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The game kicks off at 9:15 p.m. in Boulder.
Woo.
Listen live late night tomorrow on 97.5 and 1240 KFH to the Wildcats. And they'll preview that one tonight, the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show with the K-State football coach. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight on KFH to preview that one with Coach Kleiman. All right, Division II, fourth-ranked Pittsburgh State. The Gorillas are 4-1. They're on the road at Nebraska Kearney tomorrow afternoon. Emporia State is ranked 18th in the nation with a record of 5-1. On the road, going over to Joplin for a road game at Missouri Southern tomorrow afternoon for Emporia State. JUCO football, ranked matchup, 13th-ranked Butler Community College visiting 15th-ranked Highland. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. Listen live to that on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The number one team in the nation is Hutchinson Community College. Blue Dragons are 5-0. They're on the road at Independence tomorrow afternoon. Week 6 for high school football here in the state of Kansas. Good matchups. The premier matchup, Wichita Northwest at Manhattan. They're both 5-0.
There you go.
Big Week 6 matchup there. You've also got Marion at 4-1, hosting undefeated Mound Ridge. You've got Hutchinson Central Christian hosting Attica Argonia. They're both 4-1. Week 6 in high school football. It is a home weekend for Shocker Volleyball. Wichita State home at Koch Arena for two matches. 7 o'clock tonight against first place South Florida. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon against Florida Atlantic. Shocker Volleyball at home for two matches this weekend at Koch Arena. Speaking of college volleyball, 8-ranked Kansas wins again. The Jayhawks with a sweep on the road at West Virginia last night, 3-0. Jayhawks are 13-1 overall, 4-0 in the conference. And one of the big stars for KU last night was the freshman from McPherson, Ryan Swanson. She had a dozen kills in her first start of the season for the 8th-ranked Jayhawks. How about that? College volleyball action. Good stuff. All right, that is sports with Steve and Ted. Don't forget our visit, Friday morning live visit with play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That'll be at 8:12 this morning. Be here for that.
Now 7:23. Keep it here for a house call for health. School can be a stressful time for young kids. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Friday morning, 57 degrees. Florida is in recovery mode after Hurricane Milton devastated much of the state yesterday, bringing heavy rain, wind, and tornadoes that claimed a number of lives. Fox's Jeff Paul is in Orlando with the latest.
The death toll is rising here in Florida as a result of Hurricane Milton. We're learning at least 17 people were killed, and that number could go up as first responders start reaching some of the most devastated spots. Many of those people dying in the Florida city of Fort Pierce, just one of the areas hit by those violent tornadoes that formed during Hurricane Milton. Witnesses reported hearing wind gusts pick up, and they could feel the drop in pressure. Then they started seeing roofs being ripped off and could hear the sound of windows breaking. The National Weather Service issued more than 100 tornado warnings during the hurricane.
St. Lucie County saw 6 fatalities from the storm. Meanwhile, recovery crews are working to clear debris and restore power for more than 4 million affected customers.
Red Cross volunteers from Kansas are on the ground in Florida, helping people forced out of their homes by Hurricane Milton. Kansas American Red Cross volunteer Mark Roberts says he's ready to help where needed.
My job is to get all the trucks, and right now we probably have 400 rental cars on the job and 50 trucks, and now we're starting over and probably going to double that in the next few days. So we've been quite busy, and we're going to get busier.
Roberts is working to support the area shelters and provide the basics of food and water.
The McPherson County Courthouse was evacuated Thursday afternoon due to a bomb threat that turned out to be a false bomb threat. Police said a building employee received a call saying that they had 3 minutes before a bomb would go off of the building. Courthouse employees evacuated the structure, and McPherson police and fire searched for anything suspicious. Nothing was found, and all was clear. The all-clear given by about 3:30.
The November election expected to generate a large turnout. Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater says it would be to your advantage to vote early.
I want to encourage everybody to vote early. We're going to have a huge turnout election this year, and lines are going to be long on Election Day, and it will help tremendously if people will vote early.
There are 25 new polling sites this year in Sedgwick County.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is hitting the campaign trail in Chandler, Arizona, where she offers empathy for those affected by Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton.
Our heart goes out to everyone who has been impacted by these storms. Our administration has mobilized thousands of federal personnel across the region to work hand in hand with local and state officials to give folks the help they need.
More than 200 deaths have been attributed to Hurricane Helene, and at least 17 deaths have been blamed on Milton. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Plenty of sunshine for your Friday. Winds continuing to stay light out of the south, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Starting off in the upper 50s early this morning. Cool but not too chilly, and then warming back up to a high of 87 degrees. Still staying unseasonably warm out there. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Now a clear sky, 57 degrees. We have a south wind at 3 miles per hour. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on the 11th day of October. And it was on this date in 1991, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Anita Hill accused Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment. Thomas reappeared before the panel to denounce the proceedings as a high-tech lynching. However, the Senate went ahead and approved the nomination, and Mr. Thomas is now
still on
Justice
the court.
Thomas,
yeah.
Still on the court.
Boy, those were highly charged hearings back in the day. Boy.
He said, she said, and of course, you know, everybody had an opinion on who was right. We got a lot of things going on this weekend. I want to mention one more time St. George Lebanese Dinner. That's Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. and noon to 7 on Sunday. That's on East 13th, and they've been doing this for, what is this, the 89th? Wow. 89 years. It's quite an experience. The entire congregation gets involved, clear down to the kids helping to run the sacks of food out to the cars and whatnot. And it's, if you've never been there, it's great Lebanese food. It's their big fundraiser for the year. And we've been there several times and got a lot of friends out there.
Yep, it's good stuff. Got the Asian festival this weekend.
That's going on this weekend as well.
Century 2.
Okay. How about, here's one that caught my eye. How about Toytopia?
The new exhibit at Exploration Place.
Yep. Actually, this is apparently goes on from 11th, that's the 11th of October till January.
Yeah, all the way into the new year.
So what are you going to see out there? This is the one that caught my eye. The world's largest Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those things when you were a kid?
Oh, of course.
We didn't. So, I mean, friends and cousins that had him. I hated it. Do you like him? Play with him?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, okay. I never could make anything but almost a straight line out of it, you know. And you probably drew houses and what.
In college, when we would go on these bus tours, we would have one guy blindfolded just do something on the Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah?
So it's some random.
Yeah?
And then we would all name it as if we were naming a painting. We would choose which is the best name for that.
That sounds kind of fun.
That was some of the most fun I've ever had.
Especially if you're on a bus ride or something.
Yeah. Great way to fill the time.
They're going to have life-size versions of classic games like Monopoly, Battleship, Connect Four, life-size dollhouse for pretend play.
Oh, my.
I'm going to send my wife out there. She'd probably like that.
You remember the movie Big? They've got one of those great big piano keyboards
that you
can jump around on.
Yeah.
Is Robert Loggia going to be there?
No, it doesn't say Robert Loggia going to be there.
Okay.
No. Robotic arm challenges, all kinds of toys.
Wow.
And again, it's going to start this weekend, go clear through January. So check it out at Exploration.
Check it out.
They've always got something exciting going on down there.
All right. I think the Sedgwick County Zoo is doing the wild lights again. I know that's starting up sometime soon.
Well, you know, October is the time to do all this stuff.
Exactly, because you got these beautiful evenings.
You never know about September where it's going to be too hot or whatever. And, of course, by the time you get to November, anything can happen.
And people are busy and stuff. But, yeah, October is
November
great.
November will be beautiful until about Thanksgiving. And then right after that, it turns cold. That's my prediction.
That and my birthday is why October is one of the best months
of
the year.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's just fantastic.
Your birthday is tomorrow, Jen.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good to have it this time of year because you do look a little bit like a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. There we go.
Merriam-Webster added 200 new words and terms, including some, you know, and a few you might not.
I'm sure I don't know many of
them. Their list this year.
Yeah.
I got a couple to share with you. Here's one, the new one.
I'd be surprised if I did know any of this.
Touch grass. What does that mean?
I don't have no idea.
To participate in normal activities in the real world.
Yeah, just to go somewhere or do something.
Nepo baby.
I don't know that.
I do.
A person who gains opportunities through family connections.
Yep.
Nepotism. So you get Nepo. You're a Nepo baby.
Okay. I've started using that one a lot, actually.
Have you got a lot of you,
yeah.
You're getting along because of your brother's influence or something here? Beach read.
No, just it's accusatory. It's derogatory.
beach read, a usually light work of escapist fiction. Okay. I'm not going to do that one.
Moving on.
IDGAF, short for I don't give something.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
True crime.
Why is that a word? That's not a word. That's a like an acronym.
YDGAF?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
I don't know.
Moving on. Like TML. Yeah. Okay, move on.
True crime, a nonfiction genre of literature, film, podcasts, and shows.
Well, that's not new.
That's been a word for two, three decades.
That's
a pretty general.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys write a letter of protest to Merriam-Webster? Creepy crawly, slang term for bugs. Well, right? Okay. Anyway, how about street corn? Grilled corn on the cob that's coated with a creamy spread.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They serve that at Longhorn.
Yeah, I love street corn.
It's really good.
Here's one. Snog. You know what that is yet?
The British have had that one for a while.
British
combination
for,
of smog and fog?
No. British slang for making out.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
See those two people over there? They're snogging.
See,
yeah, British.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, here you go. A jam band.
Oh, my brother Ned is all over this.
He doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Can't, go ahead.
A band whose performances are distinguished by frequent and often lengthy jazz-like improvisation.
There you go.
Oh, is that what it is?
My brother Ned was ahead of the times on this. He was using that long ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, many of us can do that. Make no sense. Just patter around on a keyboard. Ultra processed. Of course, that's food made primarily with high processed ingredients.
Yeah, most of my diet.
Yeah. FYP or for your page. A social media feed with personalized content based on your interests. There you go.
Mm.
Merriam-Webster coming out with these great terms.
Great.
And like you said, some of them are better, not that new. If you guys knew what it was, I said. Of course, I didn't have. The thing is, I don't have any idea what any of this is.
No, I don't either.
Because I'm very far from being what you would call a hip person.
Yes. You don't have any riz.
The current medium, I'm rizzless. The current media of all kind has passed me by. People on TV, great, you know, they build them as iconic, wonderful singers and actors. Mm-hmm. I never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of them. I look at my wife and say, who is that? I don't know.
Well, I'm the same way.
So I think this is just like there's a gap here, a huge gap. Starts when you're about, what, 45, 40? Okay.
So it's a gap. We're on one side of the gap, and some people are on the other side.
We're on the downside, no doubt about it. But I'll tell you what, I know what time Wheel of Fortune comes on, so there you go. There's the other side of the gap.
You know what time Wheel of Fortune in 60 Minutes come on?
I think my wife and I are going to have a problem because she likes Ryan, the new host of Wheel of Fortune. And I'm basically a Pat Sajak guy all the way.
Okay. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Any guy like Pat Sajak was a DJ in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. What could be better than that?
He's good.
He was a guy before Cronauer that they based the movie on. Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's all for the day. 7:42. I've shared all my personal life with you.
Hey, I love it.
I'm completely out of the loop on everything.
Well,
plus we
You're
learned a bunch of
the
new
choir
words
with me.
Yeah.
I went down the hall a while ago, and there were about 20 high school cheerleaders down there from Mays.
Appearing on one of the other radio stations. Yeah.
I knew enough to just keep my mouth shut because...
You didn't deliver any
wisecracks?
No?
A few weeks ago, I tried to crack wise with one of them, and she looked at me like I had two heads.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, you old man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen that look before.
I saw that when I was 17. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted here on KNS. Coming up, we got Wichita Business Journal update.
Oh, yes.
Wichita business leaders get a look at the city's economic outlook for next year. All right, that's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 7:47 here on a Friday morning. Three big things. Machinist Union and Textron Aviation back to the bargaining table as Wichita strike finishes its third week. A woman is dead, a driver injured, after a vehicle hits a pedestrian in southwest Wichita. assessing damage and cleaning up after Hurricane Milton. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident. You'll want to watch out for this one. Hillside just south of 31st Street South is the area that we're talking about there. Hillside south of 31st, a traffic accident. The Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing things looking pretty good here in the Wichita area at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 87 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 59. Good football weather this evening. Saturday sunny. Tomorrow's high 90 degrees. Now clear, 57 degrees. We have a south wind at 3 miles per hour. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. Open Tuesday through Saturday at the Clark Tower in Delano. For the largest selection of Western hats, fedoras, and caps, see the experts at Hatman Jack's. 7:48, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up 7 o'clock on Sunday night, the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS. John is with us this morning to give us a preview. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning? Well, I'm sure we're all regretting we don't have another Royals game, but other than that, doing pretty good on my end.
Really? Sharing your misery with us there this morning. Fine.
I'm blue. It's one of the few things about me that's blue. I'm a Royals fan. Sorry.
Well, how about that?
Great season.
Had a good season up till the last couple of days here, you know.
That's true. I just wish we had another game.
Oh, it's kind of like in my career the last 3 or 4 months, just in the toilet. You know what I'm saying? But at least
I don't know about that. You're still going strong.
We got 30 days till election, and Laura Rainwater saying, vote early. Vote early and vote often. You know?
So, okay, vote once.
Yeah, there you go.
It's interesting. You're right. We're less than 30 days now, and unfortunately, we're already starting to see some of the negative campaigning coming of the – it's not something that's partisan either. It comes from both sides. We saw a lot of it in the primary. Now we're seeing it in the general. Sarah Lopez has got some attack ads coming out. We saw an attack ad against one of the House candidates already from one of Laura Kelly's PACs. And, you know, unfortunately, having worked in campaigns and politics for decades, I know that this stuff works. But it's unfortunate because you really would rather see people, you know, voting and being educated on the issues. But and we're 30 days, so you know this is only going to get worse as it gets closer to Election Day.
Now, how about the KCC deciding that the energy bills need to go a little bit higher for Kansas ratepayers? The natural gas, you know.
We're all going to pay, and it's we'll have Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity Sunday to talk a little bit more about it. But, rates are going up yet again. And this is in part due to some of what we experienced a couple years ago. But I think it's also in part due to some of the expansion that we've seen in Kansas, the Panasonic plant up north, some of the stuff that may be coming down here. But, again, the question is how much more can Kansas taxpayers, can ratepayers afford? I mean, we're already paying increased property taxes. The way they keep exceeding revenue-neutral rates, property taxes are going up again next year. And can folks on a fixed income afford yet another rate increase? So
John,
what Elizabeth says Sunday.
I've got some good news for you this morning. The Steve and Ted of the Morning Show rate is not going up again this year.
Good.
Yes.
We're not going up even a penny. John? Check with you, Sass.
The price we pay for you is worth it.
Worth every non-penny. Have a good show. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS. The COVID-19 pandemic changed the way we view the workplace, but a new social network, is aiming to mix the virtual and real worlds.
Fox on Tech.
Have you forgotten how to network? The pandemic came and went, and now you meet your teammates on Zoom, get coached on Slack, and find prospective clients on LinkedIn. But have you ever met any of them? A new social network for professionals is trying to blend the best of the virtual world with the rewards of meeting in real life. Clockout allows you to keep things profesh, but arrange for meetups, even in groups. And that builds your real-life social network, says CEO Krishna Dosipati.
It's a person that you met in person, you had a real conversation with. That person became your friend, right? So now they're the people that are going to vouch for you and open doors for you in your career.
Clockout still features messaging and swipe to connect matchups based on profiles like on other social nets, but not everyone gets in right away. Applications are vetted unless an existing user invites you. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
A down close on Wall Street Wednesday.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending lower following disappointing data that showed that inflation failed to improve as much as expected last month, while more workers filed for unemployment benefits last week. September's Consumer Price Index showed that prices rose 2.4% annually. Shares of TD Bank fell 5%. The Canadian lender will pay a historic $3 billion in fines and other penalties as part of a settlement with U.S. regulators over charges that it failed to properly monitor money laundering by drug cartels. The Dow winners, Travelers, Salesforce, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Goldman Sachs, and Boeing. The Dow falling 58 points, the Nasdaq down 10, S&P 500 down 12. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Wichita's employment is expected to grow, but at a slower rate than previous years. That's what a Wichita State University Center for Economic Development and Business Research report projects. At the center's 45th Kansas Economic Outlook Conference yesterday at Century 2, program manager Craig Compton recapped Wichita's year for more than 700 business professionals, said the industry sectors will grow but will slow down in the coming years because of the city potentially reaching full employment, an economic state in which all labor resources are being used efficiently with no significant unemployment. According to the report, the production sector will grow slower next year, 0.7% growth, compared to 1.1% growth this year.
With lease renewal rates consistently high and many potential home buyers still locked in, the apartment market is getting more competitive in many cities around the nation. Those numbers include Wichita, where apartments stay vacant an average 31 days and 94.5% of apartments are occupied. That's according to a recent analysis by real estate market insight company Rent Cafe, which provides a competitiveness score that includes occupancy rates, lease renewals, and number of prospective renters, among other factors. Wichita's competitiveness score was 78.3, which is better than the national competitiveness average of 75.8. According to Rent Cafe data, Wichita had a 66.7% lease renewal rate and a relatively low 7 prospective renters per residential unit. And that's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Ted, today is General Pulaski Memorial Day.
Okay.
You know what that is. The day set aside to recognize Kazimierz Pulaski, a Polish immigrant. Over two centuries ago, he joined the Continental Army and soon rose in the ranks to Brigadier General.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was a very good soldier, and General Washington really appreciated
him. Yeah, Washington trusted him.
General Pulaski Day. All right, coming up the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, this morning. We're going to be assessing damage and cleaning up after the hurricanes. We'll talk about that. Ted has sports on the way with a special guest.
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes away from our live Friday morning visit with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. We got Mitch in 15 minutes.
Plus, you got entertainment news.
Entertainment news heading into the weekend. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. Don't miss it.
The Blur. And we have traffic and weekend weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.